This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to Rebecca. It's one of the tracks from Michael Blum's debut album, Initiation. The 20-year-old guitarist from Hanover, New Hampshire, is hanging out his shingle in the jazz world and already getting good reviews for his melodic style and breezy improvisations. Michael Blum is going to be playing at the Canoe Club in Hanover on June the 15th and at the New Hampshire Bass Festival on June the 21st. That's at SNHU. Michael Blum, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
And also with us is the composer of that song, Rebecca, the bassist and educator, Jim Stennett.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for being here, both of you. But Michael, I have to start with you because you're 20 years old. You're a student at Dartmouth and didn't start as a music major at Dartmouth, did you?
I came into Dartmouth thinking that it would be a passion of mine. I never considered that it would be my major.
Which is?
It's technically a double major in cognitive science and music.
Okay, so how did that happen? How did the music, you made an album now, so music must have taken over some part of your passion.
Absolutely. I mean, I was raised in a musical home. Music was always a huge part of my life. I never thought it would be my career goal until my summer going into sophomore year when I had an experience. I mean, it was technically my first experience working as a professional musician. I was working at the New London Barn Playhouse in New London, New Hampshire. And at the end of that summer, I decided I wanted to get serious. So I spoke to my father, who was initially trained as a musician, and he said, "You've got to meet my teacher." And so Jim happened to be in my hometown one day, and he was visiting my house. And I played some for him, and he said, "We're going to study for the next 2 years." And it scared me. But ever since, I've been studying very seriously with Jim. Mm-hmm. And
Jim, what did you hear on that first time you heard Michael play that made you think, yeah, this guy's
sure.
got it?
A lot of good things, but the main thing that, you know, sort of made me say, yeah, I'd like to teach this young man is he played a song that he had listened to and copied from a record by Jim Hall. And many students want to play like the master musicians. But most of them, quite frankly, won't go through the time and effort and the real work to make their playing sound like those people. And he played this song by Jim that Jim Hall had recorded, and it just sounded wonderful. And I recognized right then that not only did he have good talent, had ears and ability, but he was a hard worker. And quite frankly, that's what it's all about.
Jim Hall, famous, by the way, for playing Stella by Starlight was one of his big arrangements. So you guys did that for us live in studio. Let's hear that. This is Michael Blum, who is playing here with Jim Stennett, Stella by Starlight, the jazz standard. So that's a jazz standard. You have some original compositions on this record, one that you wrote yourself. And I want to talk to you a little bit about composing music. I mean, you grew up in the era of indie rock, hip hop. I mean, how did jazz become the clear winner for you? And how do you approach a jazz composition?
That's a great question. I'll start with how I got introduced to jazz, and that's through my father. I remember very vividly driving through my hometown in his car and listening to one Jaco Pastorius album in particular. It's the one that's self-titled, Jaco. And that song, Come On, Come Over, it stuck with me for years. It's actually my ringtone these days. But anyway, it struck a chord with me, I guess.
So let's hear a little bit from one of your compositions, a very mournful but beautiful song. This is called 6 Weeks. Michael Blum on guitar and Jim Stennett on bass. Thank you. jazz music, it has its ebbs and flows. There are a lot of people, great musicians, working steadily still in jazz. But is there something that you feel that you bring to it in particular, or a way that you want to play that, I don't know, inspires you or in hopes to inspire others?
I think a big aspect of my playing, and definitely my training from Jim, and what sets it aside, is that there is absolute respect to the jazz masters. I mean, all of my training from Jim has been centered around learning the language of some of my heroes, namely Grant Green, Wes Montgomery, Red Garland. And I think for those that know the language, that will be evident on my album.
Well, you're going to graduate Dartmouth's class of 2015.
That's correct.
A lot of your other classmates are going to be going on to very different careers.
Very true.
And I wonder about that, Jim. You know, you've obviously made an alternative choice in your life to pursue your art, your instrument, while others are becoming investment bankers.
That's correct.
So any advice for your young protege?
Yes. And that is, you have to want it. As you just said, if your passion's enough, it's not easy over a lifetime, unless you happen to be sort of, quote, rich and famous. You have a hit as a musician, because you just described it exactly, while others are doing other things. But the joy of just playing music and affecting other people, because after a while, after you get through wiggling your fingers and working on that, it's really all about sharing and communicating with other people. And it has to be worth it to you. And if it is, it's not a problem.
Well, congratulations to you, Michael Blum.
Thank you so much.
On a great record. And Jim Stinnett, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm very proud of this young man, and it's obvious.
And, well, you should be.
Thank you.
Well, we'll leave you with the good reason for that pride. This is Michael Blum playing with Jim Stinnett. The song is Castle Rock. Michael Blum is a jazz guitarist based in Hanover, New Hampshire. His new album, Initiation, is out now. And you can see him for yourself on June the 15th at the Canoe Club in Hanover, and on June 21st at the New Hampshire Bass Festival at SNHU. The full quartet will be with him. You can also see a video of Michael and Jim playing live in our studio, and find a link to hear more songs from the record Initiation. All the links at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.